I don't know unless you mean an eel.
It'd be a worm. Live, bigger and livelier.
Well, I don't know. Maybe an angleworm. Boy, you haven't hit my categories.
Well, what's that thing with the hard shell that pulls its legs and its head?
Turtle.
Where do they live?
Well, some live on land and some live in water.
So you call them the same thing either place?
Well, terrapins are the land ones, and turtles around the water.
Do you call them?
Except we do really call them all turtles.
What about salt water? Do you know of any kind that live there?
Well, those huge sea turtles, or I believe those are called terrapins, maybe. Terrapin. Mock turtle soup, just turtle soup. I guess just sea turtle, okay.
Well, you know, if you have a little freshwater stream, sometimes you might turn a rock over and this little thing looks like a little lobster might swim backwards at it.
Away. Crawfish.
And what kind of insects do you have around here? Do you have
all kinds. We have flies and we have mosquitoes and we have gnats and we have...
Do you have a little fly that flashes on and off?
Lightning bug or firefly, yeah.
And do you have one that eats mosquitoes? Eats its white mosquitoes?
Eats its white mosquitoes.
Shiny, long wings, you know, flies right over the water in a pond.
Oh, a horsefly?
Well, you've ever heard of any kind of, people say it's a sign that snakes are nearby sometimes.
No, I don't know that.
What?
Dragonfly, is that it? Okay. I didn't know they ate their white mosquitoes.
Have you ever heard dragonflies call anything else?
I don't believe so.
And what, you have any kind that, like, get in your clothes and eat holes in them?
Moths.
And what about the flies around the light?
Candlebug.
And one, you have moths, but one of them would be a...
Moth.
And do you have an animal that flies around and it stings people, lives in a big...
A hornet.
What are they like? Are there different kinds up here?
Not that I know of. We don't have very many, thank goodness, but I have seen them kill a tarantula. They're very bad.
You have tarantulas here?
Yes.
Well, do you have a kind that builds a little paper nest like over your door?
Dirt daubers.
And any kind that will sting you? Do dirt daubers sting you?
Not that I know of, though I give everything that flies a wide berth. The wasps sting, yellow jackets.
One wasp would be a...
Wasp.
And if you have those, is yellow jacket one of those? Is that the same thing?
Well, they all look very much alike. Wasps are sometimes red and sometimes black. Yellow jackets have more yellow. And then we have some little, I suppose really they're bees, but they are shaped more like wasps than like a honeybee, you know, that's got a fat body. But these are all, they sting severely.
And do you have one of those things that if you walk out in the woods with no boots on, it'll burr down your skin and really make you itch?
Red bugs. Sometimes called chiggers.
And what about something that hops around in the grass?
Other than a toad?
Well, a little insect.
Oh, a little insect. Oh, grasshopper.
And do you ever hear this called hoppergrass?
No.
And do you ever, like, when you're, or does the mate ever have to, like, you know, go up in the corner with a broom and get something out?
Cobwebs.
And what if they're outside, what do you call them?
Spider webs.
Are they made out of the same?
Mm-hmm.
And